In 2014, Jessica Marboy experienced a small taste of Eurovision, starring as a guest and performing her song Sea of Flags in front of the Australian and Aboriginal flags. Next year will be different. The 28-year-old of Aboriginal and Indonesian descent will again take to the stage, but this time as the Australian representative of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Considering I was there from the, you know, from the first time Australia had been in relation to Eurovision, it's kind of come back. You know, what goes around comes around, and this has just kind of been, you know, a really a really powerful moment for me, considering if, you know, when I go back to 2014, having, you know, being starred as a guest in the interval time of Eurovision, I really felt I was a part of, you know, a part of something really big.
The contest is the longest running annual international television song competition and has been televised in Australia by SBS for over 30 years. In 2015, Australia was invited to officially compete in the contest. Singer Guy Sebastian represented Australia, followed by Dami Im and Isaiah Firebrace the past 2 years, and all three artists placed in the top 10. Next year, it will be the Darwin-born Marboy's turn.
People watching at home all across the world, barracking for their country, or, you know, being patriotic and just being fulfilled by music, this one language. So it is, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like Eurovision. It's a very special show that, you know, brings the whole country together, brings the whole world together.
Jessica Marboy rose to fame in 2006 after she auditioned for the singing competition Australian Idol, and she's since cemented a global status as singer, songwriter and actress. She sold more than 2.5 million units in Australia and achieved 14 hit singles in ARIA's top 30 charts. In 2016, she became the first Indigenous female artist to hold the number one spot on the ARIA chart for her album, Songs from the original TV series The Secret Daughter. Marboy is dedicated to honouring her Aboriginal and Indonesian background and says she'll draw on her cultural influences in preparing a song to take to the Eurovision stage.
Having both cultures, you know, my dad being Indonesian, gaining that influence, has really, you know, made me who I am, just as part of, you know, being Indigenous, being Australian Indigenous, and from my mother's side, I think having that combination, I definitely feel blessed and lucky to be worldly in that sense of knowing those two cultures.